So yesterday we talked a little bit about immigration with Andrew Arthur from the Center for Immigration Studies. He had been down in the Del Rio, Eagle Pass area on the border, both sites of some very contentious type of enforcement activities during the Biden administration, allegations flying around. We visited with him in order to gain a better understanding as to what is there now. Well, nada. Nothing is there now. And that's what is reported out. But what we're beginning to see of things that occurred over those years in this country as a result of the lax enforcement at the border, I think is going to rock your world. In fact, a most recent report released by the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area, otherwise known as HIDTA, they put out a strategic analysis on the drug market and where we are. And this report is entitled Chinese Nationals and Marijuana in the United States. And it provides some really interesting information about what's happening here and why you cannot let your guard down at the borders. Because once the infiltration of the borders take place, in just a minute, you're going to hear what happens. The report starts out by saying there's an unprecedented expansion of Chinese-operated marijuana farms that has been tracked across the United States, with operations stretching from California to Maine. Investigations have revealed a sophisticated network that has rapidly become the dominant force in America's illicit cannabis trade. Though these investigations' black market activities have been uncovered, stretching far beyond simple illegal grows. So this is not just a cottage industry. These operations involve the use of hazardous materials to fertilize the marijuana, sophisticated money laundering schemes, human trafficking, and organized crime networks that challenge law enforcement. Chinese marijuana operations now, believe it or not, dominate the U.S. illegal drug market. Let me say that again for you. Chinese marijuana operations now dominate the U.S. illegal drug market at levels never seen before. In fact, in the state of Oklahoma, that's right, Oklahoma, not California, not Colorado, not the state of Washington, all who have had a very historic lackadaisical approach to marijuana cannabis enforcement, the state of Oklahoma, right? Illegal marijuana production alone ranges from $18 to $44 billion a year. Chinese criminal groups run more than 80% of the marijuana farms, which shows a dramatic change in America's drug world. Oklahoma saw its licensed marijuana grows reach almost 10,000 by 2021, which provided perfect cover for the illegal side of their illegal operations, the illicit marijuana. Maine has become the latest target for this trade, with hundreds of suspected unlicensed grow houses now operating in the state. The operations have become more complex. As shown by recent Department of Justice charges, seven Chinese nationals face accusations of running a multi-million dollar marijuana trafficking ring that focused on Massachusetts and Maine. And what was initially perceived as isolated cases has turned into coordinated criminal networks that span multiple states. So once they get in and they start dismantling these operations and they start interviewing these folks and debriefing them, what they're finding out is these are not one-offs. They're all connected. This is dangerous. We actually have foreign nationals in this country now running some of the largest illicit drug operations in the United States. Oklahoma became a hotspot for Chinese marijuana operations after voters said yes to medicinal marijuana in 2018. The state stood out because it did not limit the number of dispensaries or growing operations. To give you an example, California, with a population of 39.5 million people, has 4,600 licensed cultivation grow sites. Oklahoma has 3.9 million. 39.5 compared to 3.9, and Oklahoma has over 2,000 licensed sites. California has 1,800 licensed dispensaries, retailers. That's where you go buy the stuff. Oklahoma has just 400 less. But 30 million less people in that state. We'll give you an example of the breadth and depth and the penetration that the Chinese have made into the Oklahoma market. In 2023 alone, licensed cannabis production in Oklahoma exceeded licensed and medical marijuana demand by 32x. 32 times more marijuana was grown than what the demand was asking for, with enough capacity to meet the total state needs 4.5 times. From March 2024 to March 2025, there was 87,210,000 marijuana plants reported at licensed grow sites, but only 1.6 million pounds sold at dispensaries. 87 million plants, 1.6 million pounds sold at dispensaries. Remember, the theory is that all of this stays in the legal side to get to the medical dispensaries. Well, one plant typically equates to approximately 1 pound of processed marijuana. So let's do the math. There's 85.5 million plants that are unaccounted for. Go figure. There's very little regulatory oversight. These are predictions that anyone with half a lick of a sense in law enforcement had been making for years, that this is exactly what was going to happen. We knew it because we had seen it over and over and over again. So this equates into 153 billion dollars of value of illicit marijuana hitting the streets of our city. Black market marijuana, just in case you want to know, is going for about $1,800 a pound, right? So we're beginning to see the beginnings of the same thing happening in Maine. And I'm sure in the coming months we're going to be hit with any number of news stories as to what is going on and what is ultimately going to be happening there. But running parallel to this, and we all know that this is how this was going to work, right, is that we're seeing labor trafficking and worker exploitation. Big surprise. Their investigation reveals that there's a calculated recruitment scheme that has trapped thousands of Chinese workers in abusive conditions across multiple states. U.S. border authorities found 37,000 Chinese nationals crossing the southern border without proper documentation in 2023. And for the most part, they were all released into the interior. Now, the way that this works is they bring these folks across the border, right, and then they have to go work for these individuals for about 2 years to pay off what it costs them, about $20,000 per worker, to these trafficking networks. So they're working at all of these production facilities, distribution facilities, doing all the work and everything else. And guess what happens after 2 years, right? You have this person who thinks, I don't know why, that they're going to get away. They're going to do their 2 years of time for these very violent, aggressive, exploitative individuals, and they're going to go live life happily ever after in the United States of America. No, 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 no. What's the big problem? They know the entire operation. They know the location. They know too much. They're not going anywhere. And the ante gets upped over and over and over again, and these people never work their way out of what they have got themselves into. And all of this is going on in the interior of the United States, right? We are heaping criticism on our own leaders for doing certain things. And meanwhile, when you pull back a layer of the onion, you pull back the blankets, what you're going to find is something that's incredibly ugly. There's a whole side of the pesticides of this, too. You know, they do things different in China, right? The products that are exported to us are treated differently than the products that are consumed by the Chinese. So those practices were brought here as well because they don't consider themselves Americans. They consider that this product that they're putting into distribution and feeding to our kids, that it's okay to use these hazardous materials as fertilizer and pesticides and everything else because they don't give a damn. They're just here to make the money. They could care less. And that we could talk about that for days as to exactly what's going on and the archaic practices that they are deploying as they treat their plants in the hopes of getting them to market faster, right? And it goes on and on and on where there are connections between Chinese diplomats here in this country visiting these actual farms that are out there. You begin to wonder just how connected this is to the PRC. Well, you don't have to wonder much, right? This is a beautiful setup. So what are the ultimate takeaways here? And what should we be concerned about? Over 80% of illegal marijuana farms in the state of Oklahoma, where the illicit cannabis sales generate between $18 and $44 billion annually, are Chinese operated. Chinese nationals have been trafficked across the Mexican border. They're forced into debt bondage. They're working 14-hour shifts in dangerous conditions, and they're not being paid. Criminal networks use straw owners. You have shell companies set up all over the place and cultural associations as fronts maintaining connections to, go, guess who? Yes, the Chinese government officials. Marijuana profits fund, no big surprise here, other criminal enterprises, including fentanyl traffic, with millions being laundered through Chinese money networks. Law enforcement is facing overwhelming challenges here due to language barriers, jurisdictional limits, sophisticated coordination of transnational operations, encrypted communications that they're having to deal with as they are internationally engaged in their communications back to the country of China. This rapid expansion, too, is something to be really, really concerned about, because what they've been able to do is exploit the lack of regulatory oversight in states across this country. They've exhibited this incredible way of being able to adapt to moving operations across multiple states and do this with little or no intrusion by government actors. This is kind of scary. They've assessed our systems. They have figured out how to beat them. And remember, when you're growing plants in the numbers that we talked about earlier, right? 87,210,960 marijuana plants at licensed grow sites. And when we're doing the comparison to how much of that marijuana is actually hitting the medical dispensaries, there's a lot unaccounted for. Roughly, in this case, 85 point something million. Almost over 90% of the plants unaccounted for. How can that be? How can we be so willy-nilly about the risk to our kids, to our families? And we hadn't even talked about what they're lacing this marijuana with. That's another story for another day. This is the organizational structure and infrastructure that they've been able to abuse our systems because for 4 years we weren't paying attention at the border. And we talked around what the real issues were. Everyone knew what was going to ultimately happen. And here it is in living color. Here it is in living color. Anecdotal stories of tractor trailer loads of cash, billions and billions of dollars of cash on illicit drug sales being brought out of this country into Mexico, right across the border, and we're not checking. We're too busy trying to catch up for what wasn't done for 4 years. We are whistling past the graveyard. At some point in time, this country had better come together, had better collaborate, had better cooperate, and had better get about resolving this issue. Because if we don't, do we believe that only Chinese nationals are going to do this? How many foreign countries are going to be operating illicit business organizations and operations inside the territorial boundaries of the United States for significant profits, wreaking havoc on our communities, making our communities less safe? And we're standing by with our hands in our pockets. It's not a pretty picture, folks.